everyone, welcome back to my page called Mold Yourself to See a Real Version of You. And on my today's episode, I'm going to tell you about the skills and techniques which were used in a group work. Actually, I get inspired by Mr. Tracker, who write a book on skills and techniques which are generally used in a group work for frontliners. So gradually, according to Tracker, who wrote a book in 1955, like, skill is the capacity to apply knowledge and understanding to a given situation. So it also is specified like the skills for social group work, which are skills in establishing purposeful relationships or analyzing the group situation, participation with the group or dealing with group feelings. So there were some or various kinds of skills which I'm going to elaborate you in this topic. So firstly, I will tell you about the skill in establishing purposeful relationship. Like, the group worker must be skillful in gaining the expectance of the group in relating himself to the group, or in a positive professional term. So the group worker must be skillful in helping individuals in a group to accept one another and join with the group in a common purpose. So coming to skill in analyzing the group situations, like, the group worker must be skillful while judging the developmental level of the group, or to determine what the level is and what the group needs. So quickly the group can be expected to move. This calls for a skill in direct observation or of groups as the basis for analysis or judgment. So the group worker must be skillful in helping the people as well as group to express ideas, like work out in any kind of objectives. So the clarity which came out, like, it is immediate goal, or you can see both as potentials or some kind of limitations as a group. So it is quite different from participation with the group. Like, some skills which applied in participation with the group, like, the group worker must be skillful in determining or assuming or modifying his or her own role with the group, and the group worker that must be skillful in helping group members to participate or to locate leadership among themselves. So gradually, to take responsibility for their own, or just to play some kind of activities. So like, there were some quite difference between skill in developing of group, or skill in dealing with the group feelings. Like, the group worker must be skillful in controlling his or her own feeling about the group, and must study each new situation, which is a high degree of objectivity. And the group worker must be skillful in helping groups to release their own feeling, both like positive or negative. So he or she must be skillful in helping group to analyze situation as a part of working throughout, or just going through a group or intergroup conflicts. Like, there is some differences between skill in program development and a skill while using any kind of agency. Like, the group worker must be skillful in guiding group thinking so that interest and needs will be revealed or understood by the group. And the worker must be skillful in helping groups to develop programs which they want as a mean through which their needs may be met. So there were some different kind of skills used while working with some kind of community or agency. Like, the group workers must be skillful in locating, and then the group with the help of different kinds of resources which can be utilized by them and the program purpose. So the group worker must be skillful in helping individuals members to make them or specialized services by the means of referral. So when they have needs which cannot be met within the group. So there, after so many skills, there is a kind of skill in evaluation. So like the group worker must have a skill in recording the development process, or they must be going on or as a work with the group. So the group worker must be skillful in using his or her thoughts or in helping the group to review its experience or means of some of improvement. So the social group worker has many skills of two masters, as earlier we discussed, but the important ones are discussed, like skill in building group cohesiveness. Like the group worker must know his group member, their strengths, capacities, fears, problems, as well as the roles they can play in the group programs. So there were many kinds of factors that worker needs to concentrate, like building their skills within a group. So this effective rapport building with the group members to get on some wavelength with different people, or they just accept people easily and quickly, winning the confidence and trust of people by accepting members as they are and allowing them to see the worth of every job that has to be done. So as well as it may involve large group of people or small group people. So establishing a group working relationship based on friendship or some mutual confidence that would facilitate influence over their group members. So gradually we see that ability to avoid splinter groups, like especially some groupism by thinking for all the group members, or it depends on them. Like the group worker has to be cautioned to interrupt the silence of the group members, and he or she becomes silent. All this does not denote negative aspects, it could just indicate the invisible hesitation. So there were many skills that remain cool and composed while listening or to distasteful. So understanding and the fact that the two people can look at the same time or just look it differently, as we say, like it is important that the worker has strengthened in their inner self without getting upset or hitting back at the unpleasantness of the group. So he or she must needs to understand that this is in light of the larger group of the people. So after getting to know about this all kind of skills which were work or which play a role in group work, so I get to know about some conclusion that the capacity to get the group to shoulder responsibility, or providing them any kind of shoulder responsibility rather than taking up all burden on themselves, the ability to segregate works or that can be delegated and executing, like those who done their best by the worker or the work which are best done by the group. So they must go through this kind of skills. Mainly the frontliners, they must have to accept this kind of skills and techniques while working with a group. So I hope you understand this after listening, and while working in a group or among community, you just follow this kind of skills and techniques so you can work there as in a better way. So take care guys and stay safe. Hey everyone, welcome back to my piece called Mold Yourself to the Real Version of You, and I'm Namita. Just prepared a short agenda in this topic, so which is about group work skills which we acquire the most, mainly the frontliners. When they went for outreach and ascertain the qualities of individuals who are successful in working with groups, by checking yourself against the list of threats, you could perhaps figure out where you, with the regard of working with group, the most important thing to be kept in our mind is that no one individual self possesses all the qualities, and that all of us are into invite them. So when you do some kind of observation like democratic leadership style in accent and understanding reasons behind all the reverence and influence this individual possesses while they work with their group. So the experience shows that it is the worthwhile observing good presenting or good discussion with the leaders. Just that time, do not stop your observation, like not keep your observation in limit. So that time, just to take hold and skills of competent leaderships. Then after just reading relevant materials from libraries or authenticated website, or just follow some journals or reports as well, that will keep you updated on the latest in the field. And when you maintain a diary for everyday work with the group which was on a written and which must to have a written document, then it gives you some kind of reference, or you can just forward it as a reference. That time it indicates that the area for your improvement, as well as when you review it periodically, it is a tool for self-evaluation if done regularly basis and with honesty. So at last, I want to say that interacting with social group or social work fraternity and the group workers, then in professional form, just you have to attend such workshops, seminars, conference or training programs, etc. That the facilitate interchange of ideas and experience in working with groups. And it's also just a practical knowledge bank, which that time our brain just feeds the group workers with the skills largely demanded in the field. So if you want to know more about the group work skills, then you must go through one book which was written by Mr. Benson FJ from United Kingdom. I think just he published his book on 1987, and the title was Working More Creativity with the Group, and which is Tavistock publication. So I just refer you this book. Just go thoroughly in this and get know more about the group work skills. So thank you and stay safe.